We should all aspire to be and hire the baker who finds romance in a loaf of bread. Hi, everyone. David G., speaker, storyteller, and author of the 3-Second Selling Platform here. You know, I was recently talking about the years that I spent as an entertainment reporter with an acquaintance of mine who happens to run an executive search firm. He asked me who my favorite interview subject was, and when I told him who and why, I realized the answer might be worth sharing with a wider audience. First, a little background. When I was an entertainment reporter for 24-hour nationwide news network, I did the Hollywood press junket for the critically acclaimed movie Glengarry Glen Ross. Film features a stellar cast including Alan Arkin, Alec Baldwin, Al Pacino, who was nominated for both an Academy Award and a Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actor for his work in that film, Ed Harris, Kevin Spacey, and of course, 2-time Oscar winner Jack Lemmon in the role of Shelley the Machine Levine. The film depicts 2 days in the lives of 4 salesmen peddling bogus real estate, the proverbial swampland in Florida, as well as their office manager, played by Kevin Spacey, and a guy who is sent by corporate, Mitch and Murray, to quote-unquote motivate them. That guy, Alec Baldwin, of Always Be Closing fame, announces this month's sales contest. First prize? Brand new Cadillac Eldorado. Second prize? Set of steak knives. Third prize? Well, they're all fired. Now, by this time, Lemmon had made over 50 Hollywood feature films. He was 67 years old and, of course, had amassed lots of acclaim and a fair amount of money as well, so he certainly didn't need to be doing this. In fact, at the time, several of us journalists doing the junket wondered if this might even be Lemmon's last film. It would have been a good way to end things. As it turned out, he went on to make 13 more, including a couple of grumpy old men movies with his best friend Walter Matthau. Anyway, I did ask him in our interview if he still enjoyed making movies, since I assumed the answer was yes. Instead, I asked if he was surprised that he still was. He said yes, and I'm damn glad about it because I love it. Now, Lemmon was totally old school. He recognized the value of good publicity and worked really hard during the 5 minutes that we had together. He even went so far as to finish telling me a story even after our time had expired and the cameras were turned off and the guy giving us the time cue was kind of animated. And that was just the type of person Lemmon was. So my follow-up question was, you know, I can think of all the things you could be doing, playing golf, traveling, hanging out with friends and family, and so on. You don't need to be on a film set, and you certainly don't need to be here with us peddling it. His reply, well, that's fine. I'll do all of those things. But the reason I'm here is because I am still finding romance in a loaf of bread. Okay, do tell, Jack. And of course, he proceeded to tell me a story, one that I think will resonate with you. Let me tell you about my old man, Lemmon said to me, leaning forward in his chair. I looked up to him, and for damn good reason. He was a baker by trade and every morning would leave the house at 4 a.m. to go to work. Now, as I grew up, we were quite comfortable and he could have stopped working at pretty much any time. And so I asked him why he still did it, why he left the house so early and still worked so hard. And he said he did it because he loved it. And he said he would keep on doing it as long as he continued to find romance in that proverbial loaf of bread. And he kept on happily working right to the end of his life, said Lemmon. And that's why I'm here making movies, because I love it, and I want to do it until the end of my life, Lord willing. I had the chance to interview Jack Lemmon twice more after that, before he died in June of 2001. Each time I began the interview with, "Hey Jack, still finding romance in that loaf of bread?" And his eyes would light up and he would exclaim, "Don't you know it?" It's not quite accurate, though, to say, here's a disclaimer, to say that his father was a baker. Well, at least not the kind who might come to mind, busily stooping over an oven or a cutting board. His father was John Euler Lemmon Jr., the general sales manager and later president of the Donut Corporation of America. Lemmon grew up in Evanston, an affluent suburb of Chicago, was sent to the Tony Phillips Academy in Andover, Massachusetts, and though he wanted to study drama at Yale, his father prevailed and he took business classes at Harvard. So, yeah, I guess Jack Lemmon's dad may have been a baker of sorts, and perhaps in the early days he actually was one, at least the kind we think of. But certainly later on in life, Jack lived a life of affluence and was comfortable in his upbringing, but it doesn't change the basic fact, and maybe the best part of the story, in fact. Maybe it underscores it. Jack and his dad truly did not have to work as hard as they did, as long as they did. Yet they did so, simply because they found real romance in their vocational endeavors. In 2009, an Australian nurse and counselor wrote an online article called Regrets of the Dying. You might remember it. It was about our time working with people in the last weeks, moments of their lives, and specifically what these people wished they had done differently. The piece generated millions of views worldwide, and requests poured in for more about how to apply the wisdom she had gained. This eventually became a best-selling memoir, which sold over 1 million copies and has now been translated into 32 languages. Of all the responses she received from people, this was the most common. I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself and not the life others expected of me. Think about that. I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself and not the life others expected. When people realize their life is almost over and look back on it, it's easy to see how many dreams have gone unfulfilled, she writes. Most people have not honored even a half of their dreams and yet had to die knowing it was due to the choices they had made or not made. Now that is what is so cool about Jack Lemmon and his memorable 51-year Hollywood career, as well as his dad's baking career. They both pursued their dreams, doing what they wanted and finding success and satisfaction and romance in their own loaves of bread right to the end of their lives. They were two people lucky enough to love working other jobs long after they didn't have to. So after telling this story to my recruiter acquaintance, I realized Jack Lemmon and his father are the kinds of people that he should be looking to hire. They are the kinds of people we should want to work with and, of course, to be ourselves. Success is always somebody else's opinion of you, said Jack Lemmon, but it doesn't amount to a damn compared to your own opinion of yourself, end quote. So good luck pursuing your passion or passions, whatever they might be, and finding romance in that loaf of bread, proverbial or otherwise, as we noticed during the pandemic when bread baking became a thing. I'm David G., speaker, storyteller, strategist, and author of the 3-Second Selling Platform. And I'm always making my 3 seconds count. So long, everyone.